The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Feast of St. Matthias. Okay, St. Matthias, as you heard in your first reading, chosen to be an apostle to replace Judas and to return the number back to its original 12. Now, it's just an interesting little side note, but you know what an apostle was? An apostle was a witness to the resurrection. And we started with 12, and then we lost Judas, and we added Matthias. But before the New Testament is over, before the Acts of the Apostles are over, we've also got Paul and Barnabas, and there might even be a third James. It's not entirely clear. Okay? So, but one important thing, when we talk about the apostles, it's just, I love to remind you that they're right here in our altar. Okay? So if you want to see the apostle Matthias, you can come around the back side of the altar after Mass is over, okay? And you'll find him, his relic is right about at the 3 o'clock position. If you think of our relic as being like the face of a clock, Matthias is right about the 3 o'clock position, and the statue of St. Matthias is right there to the left. So maybe you want to do that at some point today and ask for the prayers of St. Matthias. Now, Matthias is, of all the apostles, the one about whom we know the least. The only time his name is mentioned in the whole Bible is in the first reading. That's all we know. We know how Matthias was chosen. We know that he was a martyr, and that's about it. Some people say that he was martyred in the Caucasus region, what's today Georgia and Armenia. Some people say Ethiopia. Fact is, we don't really know. But the real value of Matthias is that we have the story of how he was chosen. It really helps us in our faith. Because we say the creed, and we say, "I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church." What do we mean when we say we believe in an apostolic church? Well, it means three things, okay? First thing it means, we believe Jesus founded the church on the apostles. Second thing it means, we believe that our church still teaches the deposit of faith that Jesus gave to his apostles. And thirdly, it means that our church is being governed now by people who have taken their position in a direct line of succession dating back to the apostles and back to Christ himself. That's what it means, okay? So first thing it means that Jesus founded a church on the apostles. And that means that Jesus chose to work through frail human instruments. He chose it. I think anybody who's ever been a parent has to know what it means to be a frail human instrument that God works through. Because ask yourself this question: who gave your child life? Ultimately, you got to say it's God who gave your child the gift of life. But then that same God entrusted that child to parents who, you know quite well, are frail human instruments with no plan B, right? God delegates. Something like that happened when Jesus founded a church. He ascended into heaven and he left his church on the apostles, frail human instruments, with no plan B. Okay, so that's what we mean when we say that Jesus founded a church on the apostles. We also believe that the apostles teach the deposit of faith they receive from Christ, and that we still teach that same deposit of faith, guaranteed by the Holy Spirit. The church can screw up lots and lots of things, but we can't screw up that. We believe we still teach what Jesus taught his apostles, firmly, faithfully, and without error. Okay? The third thing it means is that the apostles take their place in a direct line of succession. So the apostles appointed overseers to help them, and they laid on hands and they chose them, just like we heard in our first reading, where St. Peter gathered 120 people together and prayed for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, cast their ballots, and the lot fell to Matthias. We've been doing that for a long, long time. In 2005, Pope John Paul II died. 120 cardinals gathered in Rome, prayed for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, cast their ballot, and the lot fell to Benedict. And then in 2013, the same thing happened again. And if you ever wondered why we have 120 cardinals, the number comes from the first reading. Okay, that's the reason why. But here's a parenthetical question, but a very important question to ask on this feast day. When the church chooses a pope or chooses a bishop, is that the same choice that the Holy Spirit would have chosen? Does the Holy Spirit choose the pope? Does God choose the pope? Does God choose the bishop? The answer to that question is not necessarily, okay? I know in piety we want to say, yes, God chooses the pope, but the honest answer is not necessarily. Otherwise, the Holy Spirit's got a heck of a lot of explaining to do, right, from some of these guys and bozos that have been elected down through history. So the answer is not necessarily. Follow-up question. Does the Holy Spirit inspire those who make the choice? The answer is absolutely and emphatically yes. But it's up to those who are inspired to receive that inspiration and to act on it. And don't we often ignore the inspiration that we get? It's no different if you're a cardinal. It's no different if you're a bishop. So yes, the Holy Spirit shows up and inspires that choice, but it's still up to these frail human instruments to choose to act on an inspiration. And the final question is, does God still work through the one who was chosen? And the answer is emphatically yes. No matter what, God is always at work, guaranteed by the Holy Spirit. And that's the lesson of the Feast of St. Matthias. To help you in your faith, we've got plenty of human weaknesses, all up and down the church, all up and down society. But God's strength is so great that it's greater than any human weakness. And let's bolster our faith on this day with that very deep and consoling truth. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. Matthias, pray for us.